Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Yud Ches, Menachas 18. And we are on Yud Ches Saman Aleph towards the top, about six lines up from the top of the page. So we're talking about, we just was focusing on Machsheves Hinuach. As we continue our discussions of Pigel and Chutz Lezman and Chutz Lemkomo, we have the third permutation of a type of thought, what one could have, right? Doing something after its time, out of its place. And what about just leaving it there? Machsheves Hinuach. So we learned that there is one day of Rabbi Yehuda who passes, but we weren't sure whether Rabbi Yehuda was saying that that's Lukulei Alma, what the day is. So we had, maybe there are three opinions. The last line of the Gemara said, the Tanakhama said that there's also a Machlokas about this case in terms of being the Machlokas or Blazer and the Chachamim that we had in the Mishnah about Shalok Kaderech and Pachos Mikashir, we also discussed in the Mishnah. So is there everybody agree Kasher, everybody agree Pasol, or there is also a Machlokas about this case? Why would everybody agree Pasol by, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, why? We mentioned Gzeira Mixas Damo Atu Kol Damo, leaving over all the dam, we mentioned, is a din that everybody agrees to. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Lamed Vav, V'chol Damo Psula Da'oraisahu. That's leaving over dam. Many halachas that relate to dam. Leaving over the dam, eating dam, right? That's an issa daraisa. That's exactly one of the examples that Chazal give in opposite directions about eating dam. One Chazal says, if you get schar for eating dam, which is nafsho katsa olav, a person doesn't even want to have a taiva for that, and you get schar for it. Imagine if you have a food item that person has a taiva for, and he controls himself, so then that is also kal v'chomer, one's going to get schar. Others say that maybe related to Avodah Zarah, they used to use dam to consume, and therefore it is not something that is going to have a kal v'chomer from that, but for sure you just have to focus on that, and one would get schar, and obviously that's the mitzvah, to stay away from dam. Either way, dam is a big topic, not for now. Let's continue, though, now where we're up to. We have a number of interesting points on today's daf that come up, not specifically related to Maseches Menachos the topic of Menachos. It is in Maseches Menachos. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda laniach midam alamachar divrei hakol pasul. Does everybody agree, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if somebody has kavana to leave over the dam lamachar, to leave it over, which would make it pasul, right? We learned back in Zvachim, dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Dam become pasul with shkia, right? And that's why the halacha is one can only have a mincha by shkia sachama, because dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama, and the tamid shaben harbayim, and the mincha is parallel to that. But if somebody has kavanah to leave it over, then everybody agrees, according to Yehuda's pasul. Is that really true? V'yatanya, Amar Rebbe, kishahalachti lematzos midosai, Eitzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. When I went to be matze midosai, what does that mean? Rashi says, leida mitsui tamudai, matze midosai, like to squeeze out, like they used to squeeze out their measures. You have a little bit of wine left in a bottle, so they squeezed it out to make sure every last drop was out. So the matze midosai means I went to squeeze out all my svekas. To ask my Rebbe everything I needed to know, so I don't have any questions left. L'matzos midosai. V'amrila, or l'matzos midosav. Or to be matzah, his midos. Shel Reb Elazar ben Shemua. What does that mean? L'matzos midosav. Rashi, l'lamed, l'lmod, u'lamatzos, masher Reb Elazar chachamimeni. I know he's wiser than me. So I went to learn everything I can from him. So is the focus that I went there to answer all of my svekos, or I went to learn everything that he knows that I don't know? Either way, even before we see the content, those two lashonos are fascinating. That I went to clear up everything that I need, or clear up everything that I need to learn from him. Right? We know that the related to the first one, everything I want to know from him, everything that he knows that I can learn from him, that is, I want to learn that. Right, that's the attitude of Pirkei Avos. Vavi shoseh b'tzameis devrehem. That when we learn, we should always have the attitude of, oh, I can learn more. I don't know everything. Vavi shoseh b'tzameis devrehem. Rabbi Yonah notes that word b'tzameh in the Mishnah is crucial. Not just drink up their words of the Divrei Chachamim, but drink it up with a thirst. When somebody drinks when they're thirsty, it's a different type of drinking. Says Rabbi Yonah. Kemosh Amar, he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Nefesh Svea Tavus Nofes, V'Nefesh Reva Komar Matok. A satiated soul will hate even honeycombs, and a hungry soul, even the most bitter item, will taste sweet. Right? Because it depends on the attitude. Mishu Savea Midivrei Torah, Ve'ein Chefso Bahem. If somebody is satiated, they think they know everything, they think they can't gain anything more. Afilu Omrim Lo Kama Margolius Batorah. You can tell them the greatest Vart, the most amazing idea. Tavus Osam Nafsho, his soul will detest it. I know it already. There's nothing new that I'm learning. Vahara Ev Lahem. But if somebody is hungry for Torah, Umisavel Sham'am, and I desire Afilu Omrim Lo Davar Belo Tam, I can hear the most bland thought, if you could call it that. Yimtak Befiu V'Yismach Bo SheYodea Shehu Emes Acher Sharabo Amra. Right, if I could hear the most bland, unsalted thought. Vavishoset bitsame estevrehem. That has to be our attitude. Like what Rebbe said in the Gemara, right? He was bitsame estevrehem. Right, it reminds us also of the Mishnah that we'd like to focus on later on. The Mishnah, Perek Halacha, Mishnah Ches. Shivat Dvarim Namru B'Golam V'Shivat B'Chacham. Seven midos that are said about a golam, and seven about a chacham, right? That's the Perek Hay, which talks all about the numbers. And one of them, chacham, it goes through all the midos of a chacham. Ein medaber b'fnei mishu gadol mimenu b'chachma. He doesn't speak in front of someone who knows more, and he doesn't interrupt his friend. Ve'no nivah l'hashif v'chulu, and he gets questions. V'omar risha risha v'alachron achron. Go through all of the midos. One of them is almasha lo shama omar lo shamati. A chacham, when he hears something that he never heard, he says, "I never heard that. Never heard that." He says, "I don't know." So what's the opposite of that? Because the last two words of the Mishnah are the chilufehen bigolam. Right? The opposite is a golem. So if a chacham is al masha lo shama omer lo shamati, which Rabbeinu Yonah, once we have it open, says masha lo shama bipi rabba omer lo shamati mirabosai. Right? I didn't hear this. If he has a svar, he says kach yirali. But he doesn't. He said lo shamati. I never heard that. Or others might say you can admit to the truth that you don't know everything. That's a mid of a chacham. Like he says later on, right? He quotes from the Baal Amor later on in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. Lo yadati sheyadati ad sheyadati shelo yadati. That's the Baal Amor. I didn't realize that I knew something until I realized that I didn't know everything. That's already a level of chachma. Lo yadati sheyadati ad sheyadati shelo yadati. Right, that's the Baal Amor. Right? That's the message of Rabbeinu Yonah here. Amasha lo shama, omer lo shamati. The question is, what's the opposite? The chilufein begolam. What's the opposite of that? Amasha lo shama, omer shamati. What he didn't hear, he said he heard. That's not a golem, that's a liar. Right? If he's just making up a story that he never heard. What's the exact opposite? Almasha shama, amar shamati. That's the opposite of almasha lo shama, omer lo shamati. Almasha shama, omer shamati. What I heard, I say I've heard. Why is that a golem? Somebody comes with the attitude of I know everything. I heard that already. Right? The rabbi could give a whole super new shiur, right? For 2 hours, 35 seconds of it. He repeats something that he said 4 years ago. Oh, I heard it already. I know it. The rabbi's repeating himself. Right, I know it already. But the opposite, I could go to a shiur, I heard a shiur on the topic already. I know it all. One little nuance was expressed in a little different way. Oh, chak. Oh, new. Oh, excited. About how, amasha lo shama, omer lo shamati. Amasha shama, omer shamati. That's the difference between a chacham and a golem. And that's the attitude of Havishosa Bitsameh es devreihem. But that's the first message we get when he says, I went to be matzos midosal. I went to squeeze him out for everything I don't know. He's looking. He's looking for a chachma to try to learn from his Rebbe. Right? We have to try to do our best to try to get everything from our Rebbe, especially if it's a Rebbe that we learn rov chachmasa mimenu. Like the concept called Rebbe Muvhak. Right? Rov chachmasa mimenu. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in Nefesh HaRav. The definition of Rebbe Muvhak. And there are halachas about doing kriya for a Rebbe Muvhak and the like. But he discusses that a Rebbe Muvhak is someone who shapes the religious personality of the student. That's a Rebbe Muvhak. It's not just about information. Of how much Torah one learned, but somebody who becomes a different person through the Torah that he learns from his Rebbe. Higdir, I'm reading from page Lamed Aleph in Nefesh HaRav. Together inyan derov chachmasa mimenu shenizka begamara hainu shahalome Torah mishtaneh v'nefach l'ishacher va'oso harebi shepa'al va'asa lahashpia b'mida kolkach meruba ad shaharov ha-personalachkeit Hachadash hazeh shel Torah sheish lo la'talmid notzar v'nishave al yado. Chashav ki'ilu hu asher asa'o l'birya chadasha hazos u'betaras kein k'na'o. Right, like it's like a kinyan. Like the Reb Chaim like to quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody plants something in a stay hefker, he's chayav in shumas and maestros. That's the Yerushalmi. They plant something in a stay hefker. Why? Because if you create it, you have a kinyan on it. Kol mi sheyotzer shevach kone oso. Right, v'asher akin kaimel to kol malacha she'eved osa l'rabo talmud osa l'rabo kamosho eved kanuhu la'adono kamochin hatalmud kanui b'midah mesuyemes. Right, and that's the idea. That he quotes a story that one time one of the Rebbeim in the was Nifter, and one of the Talmidim came over to Rav Soloveitchik and said, you know, do I have to tear Kriya? You know, it's a Rebbe Muvuk. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I don't know, a little tongue in cheek, he's a Rebbe Muvuk. We have to make sure you're a Talmud Muvuk. Right, that the you have to make sure that we allow ourselves to be shaped by the Torah in terms of a halacha. And then he quotes Lamaisa, the Pischei Tshuva quotes this at the end, the Bizman Hazeh, it's questionable whether we even have the concept of Rebbe Muvuk, because we learn so much from Svarim, Bizman Hazeh, to say that we learn everything from a Rebbe. So in a day before the literacy, and almost all the Torah comes from one person, that's the source, maybe you can have a status of a Rebbe Muvuk. But Bizman Hazeh, Ein Lanav Emes HaMusak Hazash Rebbe Muvuk, Asher Rov Chachmas Vimanu, Sher Rov Limudenu, Himeh Svarim. Right, and that's the Prima Gadim. Also, notes related on that you shouldn't paskin a shiloh without looking into the svarim, because also lahoris halacha b'fnei rabo. Then our svarim are our rabbeim. The Pischei Tshuva quotes that in Yeridea Reish Mem Beis, and therefore one has to know whether one the status of Rebbe Muvuk. B'mikrim nedirim, there are cases like he says that. And then he continues with other topics. Okay, but that's also related to Rebbe Muvuk about these two lines. So again, the Gemara is about to ask a question. Does Rebbe Yehuda say that everybody agrees that Machsheves Hinuach would pass the Dam? But one minute, didn't Rebbe say when he went to get all his Torah, right, Matzos his own Midos, or Matzos his Rebbe Lazar ben Shemua's Midos, Shematzasi Yosef Abavli, She Yosef Lufanav. I found Yosef Abavli sitting in front of a blessed Ben Shemua. V'ayachaviv lo b'yoser ad la'achas. Another amazing phrase. What does that mean? He was very beloved to him. Yosef Abavli was very beloved to his Rebbe, Rebbe Lazar. Right? Ad la'achas. What does that mean? Rashi. V'ayachaviv Yosef lo b'lazar v'sivivo b'halachos. He surrounded him and discussed Torah with him. Ad shehigiyu l'halacha achas shel zvachim. Ad la'achas just means he talked him in Torah so much until he got to this halacha. Abba achas. Okay. Rashi. Lashon acher. Vayechaviv liyosef kol masher blazer melamdo ad shehigi al halacha achas. So either way, from the Rebbe or from the Talmud. Right? He was very beloved until he got to this halacha. According to Rashi, abba achas just means a specific halacha. But if we look at the other mafarshim, it's something more expansive. Tosfos ad achas. B'megillas starim. The Rabbeinu Nisim garis. Ad la'achas, which is our girsa, pirish ad ma'od. He was very fond of this Talmud, assuming that it's Rebbe the Talmud. Kedem targaminan ma'od lachta. The yesh mafarshim, even deeper. Ad achas, ad hanefesh, shenikres yechida. They were soulmates. Ad achas, they were connected. The nefesh is called the yechida. I think we discussed this a little bit a few days ago when we spoke about Rebbe Omer Ani. It's the Ani. It's the nefesh inside. It's not me saying it. It's the inside, and they were connected on a deeper level. Ad la'achas. Okay. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, haven't had a Ben Yehoyada in a long time. Why? Because the Ben Yehoyada's first comment on Menaches is Daf Yud Ches. So the Ben Yehoyada right here writes Vayichavu lo b'yosar la'achas ayin tosvos v'nira li v'siyata tishmaya sheyesh ava morkeves v'yesh ava pshuta. Two types of love, which many talk about, but that's what he calls it. Murkeves, built on other items, or many faceted. V'yishava pshuta, simple. Complex or simple. Tahainu, Adam ohev hatapuchim v'ha'anavim. B'shvil shen gufonena mehem. I love apples or grapes, because my body enjoys. Zui ava murkeves, b'tapuchim u'begufo. That's not that you love apples, you also love yourself. Right, that is a apple and self-love. If they damage you, then you all of a sudden wouldn't love the apple so much. But parent to child love, that's simple love. What does he mean? He's saying, Ava Shana Tuli Badavar. Filu Engu Vonena Mimenu. Viafilu Imitsa'aro, Hu Oivoso Hareza Ava Achas. Achas means you're bound up as one no matter what. Not Tully on anything. Dichvasi beben, Vechen Yish Ava, Ben Ishlore Eyu, Ben Harav Latalmido, Uben Adon Lemisharso. Yesh Murkeves, Doavim Bishul Shinana Mehem, Vyesh Pshuta, Ka'avas Avla Beno. So only a parent, that's the only one that he quotes as Ava Pshuta for sure. The other ones could be this and could be that. He doesn't quote it, but that could be the comment that's as pointed out, where's the time, first time love appears in the Torah. You want to know the ultimate meaning of a word? The first love in the Torah is Abraham and Yitzchak. Right? Kachnas binchas yechidcha asher ahavta. As Yitzchak. Fascinating. The first time love appears is when Hashem tells Avraham to kill his son. That's the first place where love appears in the Torah. The second place is spousal. But that's the first, because that's the ultimate. It's Ava Pshuta. V'zeu sha'amar kan, chaviv ala b'yoser ava achas. Ratzol amar, chibuv zesha mechabavo, hu nimshach min ava shehi achas. De'enu murkevis. Right, that's the Ben Yehoyada. Then he just says one other line. Inami achas kinui l'Torah. Maybe Torah achasi hi alachem. Avas haTorah hi ava nafshis. V'chein kanai mechabo chibuv nafshi kmo achasi haTorah. Okay. But either way, that's the Ben Yehoyada of the Ava Atzmis. What does he call it? Ava Pshuta and Avas Merkevis. Same idea we mentioned many years ago from the Malbim on Parshas Vayetze, where the Malbim discusses the Pasuk in Vayetze that Yaakov Avinu had a love for Rachel. Vahiyu b'yamav kiyam machadim b'avaso osa. It was like just a few days, because he loved her so much, it was just a few days, even though he had love and tricked and he had to work so long. But ask the Malbim, usually if you can't have something that you want, it takes longer, right? A day seems to be a year. Yom lashana yechashev lo. If I can't have something I want, so time goes slower, not quicker. So what does it mean, vahi b'yamav, vahi b'einav kiyamim achadim, perachavtes, pasik chaf, in Vayetze, says the Malbim, Sha'avaso es Rachel lo haya avis hacheshek. That's what the Ben Yoyada called Ava Morkeves. It means self-love. Sha'choshek yom lashana yechashev lo. Ki av osa mitzad kishron ma'aseha. Lo mitzad hacheshek. Ad sha'shanim hayu be'enav kiyamim. Va'aze amar ba'avaso osa. Ki avas hacheshek hu avas atzmo. Lo avas adavar. Somebody loves pizza. They should frame the pizza, put it on the wall. They don't love pizza. They love themselves, and they eat pizza because pizza makes them feel good. But avas hadavar, I love the item. I love the being, right? And I hold that up. That's what Yaakov Avinu had for Rachel. And if it's that, and I realize that I'm so privileged to be able to have a relationship with her, so then that's avas hadavar, and then it goes even quicker. Aval avas ha atzmo. Avas hatov, oivas hadavar hatov, lois atzmo. V'yalzei amar ba'avaso osash lois avach choseres, v'yalken yahayu be'enav kiyamim achadim. It's the same exact thought, the Malbim and Vayetze, the Ben Yoyada right here in Menachos. Ben Yoyada, the ultimate love that you live by, Menachos Yudches. Right, you want a menucha, gotta know what it says, Menachos Daf Yudches. That's the ultimate love between a husband and a wife. Okay, that's hopefully how we remember where this daf is. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara. So Rebbe was on his way to Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua, who had a special relationship with Yosef HaBavli. Amar lo Rebbe. So Rebbe says, Hashoche, that's all the Agada for today. Amar lo Rebbe. Maybe one drop more. Hashoche, it says, Evach laniach midab alamachar. He asked the Kasha. He asked the Kasha. Amalo Rebbe, if you ask, if you shech the carbon with a machsheves hinuach to leave over the blood, mahu amalo kasher. His Rebbe says kasher. So the Talmud asked the Rebbe, and he says kasher. Arvis amalo kasher. Shachris amalo kasher. He asked him a few times. Sarayim, finally in the afternoon, after Arvis and Shachris and Sarayim amalo kasher. Mincha, interesting. Sarayim is different than mincha. Is that taking a stand on when real mincha is? Machlokas tur in the Rambam, mincha katana, mincha gadola, which is lachachila. Here you have tsaharayim, and then mincha is clearly later. Right, it's the post Gemara medayik from this Gemara, but maybe here mincha is a remez to the Rambam of mincha katana. But either way, mincha amarlo kasher elisher blazer posel. Finally, by mincha, he got something more out of him. Instead of just saying kasher, 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 he says kasher, but there is an opinion that says pasel. Rebbe Elazar posel. All of a sudden, Yosef HaBavli heard that extra, his face started shining. He got tremendous hana from that. We'll talk about that soon. Let's continue. Amalo Yosef. He says, the Rebbe says to the Talmud, what, Yosef, you didn't like anything I said up till now? But only now you're celebrating. Only now your face is shining. What, you didn't like my shir, you didn't like my answer the first four times? Right, why are you only happy now? Amar lo, Rebbe Hain. He says, Rebbe, yes, it is true. I did like everything before, but I had a problem. Elish Rebbe Yehuda pasul shanali, but Rebbe Yehuda, I learned from him, he said pasul, and you kept telling me kasher, 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 and I'm thinking, who does Rebbe Yehuda hold like? Everybody says kasher, kasher, so finally you told me. V'chazarti akol talmidav, v'l'bikashu li chaver, v'lo matzasi. I looked around to see if anybody says like him. He says pasul, everybody else says kasher. I couldn't find anybody. Achshav sheshanita li pasul, now that you finally told me that Rebbe Eliezer says pasul, hechzarti li avidasi. So you gave me back my Aveda. Now I know I have somebody who agrees with what I learned from my Rebbe. Zogu Einav Dema'os. Shablaza ben Shemua. So the Rebbe started crying. Omar, he said very famously, this is now a song, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chaviven Aleichem V'yoser. Praise to Talmidei Chachamim, that you love Torah so much. Right? His face started shining. Right, Chavino Rabbi Yoser, Karalav Amikrazeh, Mahati Sarasecha, Kalayom Sichasi. Right, that's in the Mems, in Tilim Kuf Yutes. Right, Mahati Sarasecha, how great is your Torah, Kalayom Sichasi, all day, it is my Sicha Vagomer. That's the story. So there's what to talk about there, but let's just continue for a moment. Hamipnei, Shereb Yehuda, Beno Shal Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi, Talmido, Shereb Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Yehuda was the son of Rabbi Loi, who was the student of Rabbi Eliezer. So that is, again, Rabbi Yehuda relating to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda told the Talmud, Pasol, and now the Rebbe just quoted Rabbi Eliezer, who's Posel. Lefichach, Shana Lecha, Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer. That's why I taught you the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer. But it is a minority Shita. That's the Ha-Mipnei, right? Rashi Ha-Mipnei. Ha-Mashmaloshen Tam. He was giving a reason here why he did it. Klomar. Ha-Rebibnesh Rabbi Yehuda Manosh Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi Tamilish Rabbi Eliezer. Kidabrinim Zechasukah. Like that. That's why he taught him what Rabbi Eliezer said. Not because the Halacha follows that, as the next Rashi says. Velosha Halacha Kain. Ela Chaviva Haisa Allah Vishan Halacha. Right? It was Chaviv to him, and therefore he taught you. Good. That's the story. So now we're medayik. V'salkadaitach divrei hakol pasul asnei. And if it's true that Rabbi Yehuda, right, we said, what was the whole kasha? Rabbi Yehuda says everybody agrees. Kuliyam agrees. Machsheves hinuach is pasul. But Rabbi Yehuda was the one that taught the Talmud, Yosef Avavli. If he taught him what we think he holds, that divrei hakol pasul, then he shouldn't have been so happy what his Rebbe told him, that it's a das yachid. Right, why did that make his face shine? My hechzar to liavidasi. Right, how did that help? Iu peplugta ka'amarle. His Rebbe just told him, yeah, this is a das yachid. But he learned from Yehuda originally that everybody holds, if that's what we're assuming Rebbe Yehuda holds. If Rebbe Yehuda holds that everybody holds pasul, then what he learned originally from Yehuda and what he just heard from Elazar ben Shammua do not match. And therefore, why was he so happy? So Elamai, so how else would you interpret it? Kasher, Rebbe Eliezer, posel asanei. So what? What Yehuda taught him that it's a machlokes? Kasher and Rebbe Eliezer holds pasul? Ihachi, mai ha mipnei. Ananami plukta kamastinan. So what was the whole chiddush of saying, it's a majority, the majority holds otherwise, but this is a das yachid. He already knew that. So again, how does it fit what he heard originally and what he heard now? So Ela la olam devri akol pasul asanei. Really, he heard from Rabbi Yehuda that everybody holds pasul, like we said earlier up above. So why was he so happy? You told me somebody, right? He told me everybody. So I don't know anybody who holds that way. So at least you told me somebody holds pasul. So you're right, he holds Divrei Hakol, but at least shum pasul's ba'olam. You told me somebody holds like it, so that helps me at least a little bit in terms of what he said. Okay, a couple of points also. First, relating to, I think what we mentioned already yesterday, a little Baal Peh, and that is his face started shining when he heard some of the Torah. So that was what we discussed yesterday from the Eglei Tal, the Hana from Talmud Torah, and from Rav Minahar in Adarim and Daf Mem Ches. Just to add on one amazing makar, again, a number of Achronim say this, and it is not the Pshutel Shel Advarim Pashtus, even though we might have thought that, and other Achronim suggested, and that's the Stipler in Brachas, in Simen Chav Beis, where he talks about Birchas HaNehenin, and Birchas HaMitzvah, and all different types of Brachas, in the context of Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, what type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? So Pashtus is, if you look at many of the halachas, Machlokes Achronim, whether it fits into Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas Shavach Vahodah. That's the simple interpretation. It's one of those two. When I say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, is it a Shevach? The Ramban clearly holds Shevach. The Ramban counts Birchas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah. I think it's mitzvah Tesvav or so, around there in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Separate mitzvah to make a bracha, and he even compares it to Birchas HaMazon. Like the Gemara does. That's a simple interpretation, right? Just like we have a mitzvah daraisa to make a bracha after we eat, we have a mitzvah daraisa to make a bracha before we learn. But even though it's before, the Ramban clearly compares it to Berchas HaMazon and says to praise Hashem that He gave us the Torah and we have something to live by, v'chulu. But others say that no, Berchas HaTorah is like Berchas HaMitzvah, right? The shitas that say that you have to learn right away, to make sure to learn right away after one learns, right? That's our minhag. Right, that's Berchas HaMitzvah. The Vilna Gaon is a big proponent of this. That's what the Vilna Gaon says against the Shulchan Aruch. What if I think in learning in the morning? Do I have to say Berchas HaTorah before I think in learning? The Shulchan Aruch says no. Hamahar b'divrei Torah ain't sarach lavarech. The Vilna Gaon argues. Vilna Gaon, what? Hearer is not a mitzvah? Of course it's a mitzvah to think in learning. You have to make a Berchas HaTorah beforehand. And he was very machbid not to think in learning before he made the bracha. Right, what about, it's coming up in Yana Dioma. Does one have to say Berchas HaTorah before one says Slichos? Because Slichos has Torah in it, what's Psukim in it. But I'm saying it b'Torah's Tachnunim. I'm not saying it b'Torah's Torah. Pashtus, I don't get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I don't fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. While I dive in and I say Yehi Chavod, and I'm saying 18 Psukim from Tanakh, you know, I'm not getting schar for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's Tefillah. So that's the opposite case, where I'm not being Mekai in the mitzvah, but I am coming in contact with Torah. So maybe you would have to say it Mishum Shevach, but not if it's the mitzvah. And many other nafkaminas. But the Stipler has a third idea. Third idea, which some other achronim have, and he says maybe Berchas HaTorah is a Berchas HaNehenin. Wow. Berchas HaNehenin. Because of the element of Hana by Talmud Torah. It's Mesamach as Alev. Right? And that's what he quotes here in Simen Chav Beis. And he's medayik it from the language. From the language of the bracha. The Yesh Lomar, he says, Tibetama Torah, Milvad Shah Bracha, he bracha Birchas HaMitzvah, Kechom Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, Yesh Ba Gam Kain, Din Bracha Kein Birchas HaNenin. Kein Birchas HaNenin. Vizalpi Mashakas of Ataz Biyaradea, Simen Reish Chavalov, Tamudr Hana Mechavero, Yotze Belulavo Shalamadir, Biyantav Sheni, right? This is talking about like relating to that halakha we mentioned yesterday, from Rav Minahar, Vatayim Shem Dimitzvah Slav Lahendos Denu, Bilusuf Yud Aleph, Asar Sifro Shal Chavero. Why? Because the Taz explains there, Torah is different. Talmud Torah, Hano Mikri, De Mesamechas as Alev, De Ha'asrina Lomo, Bime Evlo, Ubetishabav, Mehai Taima, De Divert Torah Mesamchin, he quotes the Taz, Vachain Siv, Anachamandim Yisomi Pazrav, Musukim Yidvash, Benofet Sufim. Right, that's the pasuk that the Chavetz Chaim spoke about in the Hakdama to the his Sefer on Kachim. Ulefizeh Birchas HaTorah and Yonah Nami Mitzad Birchas HaNehenin. Birchas HaNehenin. And then he says Muchach Minusach Brachas. Why? The bracha shel Birchas HaTorah. The al mitzvos. Whenever you have a Birchas HaMitzvah, the focus is on the action, on the Maisa. Right? You might say Nitilas or Litol, but it's still focused on the Maisa. Al Natilas Ulav, Al Mikra Megillah, Al Pidyon Petra Chamor, right? It's always focused on the Maisa that's involved, either with a Li or with an Al, right? Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Ashikidashnu Lakaimas a mitzvah, Vlomo Varchin and Al Shabar Lon was a Chefza Shal mitzvah. You don't make a bracha focused on the shofar or on the lulav or on the matzah. Birchas HaNehenin is the opposite. Birchas HaNehenin, you focus on the item, right? Borei Pri, right? Hamotzi Lechem. Or even Shakol Nihyeh Bidvarah. You're talking about the items. Everything was made for us. But the focus is not on the Maisa Achila, but on the Chefsa. Borei Priyeh, Tamotzi Lechem Anar, Tzchein Kulam. It's Shabarach Lagadish Baruch HaShabarach HaDavar Shneinim Yimedu. Birchas HaTorah has both elements. La'asok b'divrei Torah, that's focused on the Maisa. Asher b'achar b'anim mikol ha'amim v'nasalem ha'staraso. That's like Birchas HaNen, that's focused on the Chefsa that we're going to use for the mitzvah. So that's why he feels maybe it has an element of a Kain Birchas HaNenin. So that's related also to Tzav Upanav. His face started lining up when he heard. So we'll add that into the yesterday's discussion of the Yagli Tal and Rav Menahar. One more before we do the next Mishnah, and that's the Ben Yoyada is already open. So we're going to continue with the Ben Yoyada on the next line. Right? Ashreichem Tamidi Chachamim, Divrei Torah Archaviv to you. And he says, Mohapis or Asecha, Kol Hayom. Says the next, skipping one piece, in the Ben Yehoyada. Yesh Lomar, Yesh La'ayin, Halei Pasek Zeh Eimbo Shaychos Lenin Simcha. What does the Pasek of Ma'atis or Asecha have to do with Simcha? The Gemara should have quoted, Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Leiv. Torah is so chaviv. Quote a Pasek about Simcha. This Pasek just says that every little bit of Torah is precious. It does, and he always wants to do it. It doesn't say that he has besimcha. So why does the Gemara quote this pasuk in Tehillim, right, and not a different pasuk that's more connected to Simcha? So he says, "V'nira libisiyata d'shmaya." He says, "No, the pasuk is focusing who ra'ash is samach simcha gdol al davar echad dafka." The point is that in the story, he saw that he had such simcha about one tiny little halacha, one tiny little halacha got simcha. That's the focus. That's the chiddush. The al davar echad kolkach samach. Kol shekeinim yushnayim o eser o mea dvarim. That's why ma ahavti sarasecha tohachi kamar David al v'shalom afa pitecha rechava mitzvah scha ma'od that Torah rechava mine yam. Even though the Torah is infinite, still gam sha'asig chelak hama'at mimena shenikra ma. Right, ma means a little bit. Al kol ze ahavti sarasecha v'kol shekein gashar asig chelak adu mimena ma, even a little bit. Ahav tisor asecha. V'zechila kamura nikra ma eino be'enai ma shelo elo erenu harbe kilu kala yom isichasi. And every little thing, and that's why he recorded that pasuk, because even just a little bit is going to be exciting. Right? Somebody once came to the Chazon Ish and said, I have a small question. He says, ein shelak tana batorah. No such thing as a small question. Right? If you have a question, you have a question in Torah, and therefore you have to realize every little thing is precious, right? And they were always involved in it, right? Kol hayom isichasi. One other makar, and then we'll continue. I like to quote this makar: the Tiferes Yisrael in Krisus, right? With the Mishnah in Krisus. If you remember, Rabbi Akiva says, I once asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua a question when I was beitlus shel amaum, when I was in the shuk buying meat, and shalchu likach behema l'mishta beno. Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua went to buy a behema for the wedding of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, and when I was there in the marketplace, I asked him the following kasha. So, what was the kasha? Haba alachosav alachos aviv behelamechos ma'o chayvachas alkulan. Detailed in Hilchos Arayos, right, the kasha. So the Tiferes Yisrael says there, you're asking such a complicated, deep question. You're in the store, just ask him, you know, tell me a good vart on the parsha. Right, no, dafka, they ask such a complicated question in the shuk. Kamash malan. The Af Shaha Yohanasi Tarad bin Isue Beno, his son was getting married that night, Vahubamakamam Hamon Bashuk, and he was in the marketplace, Vigama Bezdin Havimo, and the other great leader was there, Afiluhachi Lo Khashaj Rabikival Milish Obehem, Dinim Elush Enimitsuyim. Even at these kashas that weren't even so common, Biyadu Bahan, he knew, Shaba Amvan Sanu son lo yakpidu alabazet. He knew that they would have no problem. Another element to it. And he talks here about maybe the connection is Arias and the marriage. Okay. Either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Back to Maseches Menachos. That was a little insertion that we had in the Masechta as we continue back in the world of Menachos. Says the Mishnah. Lo yatzak, lo balav, lo pasas, lo malach. What happens if some of these actions, avodos, that are done by the mincha were not done? Right, so Rashi quotes here that we have to learn the Mishnah later on for a moment to understand what's going on here. The Mishnah later on, Adaf Ayin Dalid Amid Bey, says that there were three times that oil was added into every Karban Mincha. Every Karban Mincha. First, I put a little bit of oil in the kli. Then I put the flour in. Then I put more oil and mix it up together. And then I put more oil in just to do Mashiach on top. Three times. That's what the Mishnah says. Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Kala Menachas Anasas Bekli Unos Shlosha Matanos Shemen. They need three. Yitzika, Ubalila, right? Yitzika is going backwards. Yitzika is poured on after. Belila is when the oil that's mixed in. Umatan shemen bekli kodem lasiyasan, and putting oil on the kli at the beginning. Those are three. So we always have to know when we're talking about putting oil in, which one are we talking about? So says the Mishnah, lo yatzak. What if somebody didn't put the oil on afterwards? But Rashi points out he had put in the requisite amount of oil in the earlier times. If he didn't put the lug of oil altogether, then that's chaser. We learned earlier then that's pasul. But you didn't do the last one. You put in enough oil in the first times, as Rashi says, debetchila nosin shemen bekli v'acharkach solas. But you put in enough earlier. Nasan kol halug b'matan rishon. Lo balal. What if it was not mixed? What if it was not mixed up? Below pasas, or it wasn't broken into pieces, the ones that have to be baked first and then broken into pieces. So lo pasas, we'll see more what each of these mean in the Gemara. Lo malach, it wasn't salted. As we know, every carbon has to be salted. We mentioned that's the Ramah in Aruch Chaim, Kuf Samach Zayin, where he talks about the malicha, the malach on the table. Lo hainif, if tnufa was not done. Which tenufa? Certain carbonous mincha need to be waived. Certain carbonous mincha. Rashi, lo hainif, right? What's our girsa? Our girsa, if you read with the parentheses, the minchas chote ukinaos. That requires tenufa. The minchas chote of a chatas and the minchas kinaos of a sota. See on the side, it changes it to omer. Also the carbon of omer, if it was not done. The Sfas Emes assumes that that's a wrong girsa. Because if you don't do tenufa by carbon of omer, it's ma'akev, and it's pasal. So he assumes that you should not be goris here, Omer, because Omer does require tznufa li'ikuva. So he has the other gears of chote and kenos. So all these, if you don't do all of these avodas, below hegish, or you didn't do the hagasha, bringing the mincha to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, o shepetatan pita merubos, or you break it up into merubos, the Gemara will talk about, does that mean large or does that mean many? We'll see. Merubos, velo mashchan, and you didn't do meshicha, right? Those that require meshicha, ksheira, if all of these avodas were not done properly, so then the mincha is still kasher, right? It's not one of the dalet avodos of kmitza, kabbalah bakli, holacha, and haktara. So my lo yatzak, what does this mean in the Mishnah? My lo yatzak, ilay my lo yatzak klal, doesn't mean that no yitzika was done at all. You didn't put it on ikuva kasava. What do you mean? It should be ma'akev. It should be ma'akev. It was, as Rashi quotes here, it was Nemer v'nishneis. It was written more than once. Rashi ta Nemer yitzika b'minchas asoles, v'nishneis b'minchas machvas. It was said by both. Chamakam she'achzir v'shana ha'kasav b'taras mincha eino ela la'akev. Right? It's written more than once. Right? Or Rashi quotes a different shot, a different pasuk. But either way, right? Two different days in Rashi what the makar is. But it should be likuva. So it can't mean you didn't do yitzika at all. Ela lo yatzak kohen elazar. What the Mishnah must mean is that Yitzika wasn't done with a Kohen. It was done with a Zar, and that's okay. And that's kosher. See, Yihachi said that's true. So is that what the next words mean? Lo balal nami, lo balal Kohen el Zar. Does that mean if a Zar did it, it would be okay? Mashma, halo balal klal psula. Only if a Zar does it is a kosher. But if Belila wasn't done at all, it would be pasul. But v'hatz not. That's the famous Mishnah later on. Shishim nivlalim. If I put 60 isronos in kli, so that mixes well with a lug, right? Nivlalin. Shishim v'echan ein nivlalin. 61 don't. And therefore, if I bring 61, I have to put it into two kalim. 60 and 1. Va'avinan ba'ki, my havi. 1 minute. If it's not, doesn't mix well, it'll be too thick. So why does that make a difference? Va'atnan, lo balak shera. You don't even have to be bolel it. Bid the Eved. V'yamar Rabbi Zera, famous of Rabbi Zera, you see on the side. Ba'babasra, chulin, kiddushin, yivambas, nid, damakas, nadarim. Right, one of the most common halachas quoted all over Shas, the din of Rabbi Zera. V'yamar Rabbi Zera. As long as it is mixable, it does not need to be mixed. Rabbi Zeira has the halacha of potential, the halacha of needing the ability to do it, even though you don't actually need to do it. Comes up many, many places. So Rabbi Zeira says, but what's the source of Rabbi Zeira? This is the most important place where Rabbi Zeira comes up in Shas, because this is the locus classicus, or the makar. The makar. So, kol roi labila, whatever is roi labila, bila is not ma'akev, v'chol she'ena roi labila, bila ma'kevespo. It has to be roi labila. Question mark. So how could our Mishnah mean that a czar has to do bila, mashma, if you don't do bila at all, it's ma'akev. We know for Rabbi Zeira, it's not ma'akev. That is the goof of the source of Rabbi Zeira. Answer, midi arya. Do you have to say this? Meaning, do you have to say the first and second phrases of the Mishnah are exactly parallel? No. Haka de Isa, Haka de Isa. Lo yatzak, lo yatzak koin el azar, lo bala, lo bala klal. So reinterpret and it would mean two different phrases. Again, Rabbi Zeira comes up very often. Classically, it comes up in mikvaos, right? I need by beis hastarim in the mouth, right? The mouth, one does not have to open up their mouth in order for water to get in when they go into a mikvah, or to open up their eyes, right? But if there's a chatzitza in the mouth or in the eye, that could be a problem. It has to be ra'ui l'bias mayim, even though you don't actually need bias mayim. Right? One example of Rabbi Zeira. There's a fascinating example of Rabbi Zeira. Sometimes Rishonim use Rabbi Zeira, even though the Gemara does not mention it. There's one fascinating line in the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara there talks about, the Rishonim talk about, what are you supposed to do if you're in the middle of your tefillah balachash when the chazan gets up to Kedusha? What are you supposed to do? So, Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva. So we go like Rashi, we pass on like Rashi. Rashi says, you could have your cake and eat it too. You have to stop and listen. How does that work? We ever think about that? What, I'm saying Kedusha? I'm not allowed to say Kedusha in the middle of Tefillah Balachash. I'm not allowed to be mafsik. So I'm not actually saying it. So, but that's what Rashi says to do. Wait and listen and then continue. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, if you wait and listen, it's ki'ilu you're saying it, and you're being mafsik, you're saying kedusha in the middle of your tefillah balachash. You know how to talk in the middle of your tefillah balachash. So that machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, is quoted by many in the sugya of Shomea Ka'ona. Is Shomea mamish Ka'ona, like Tosfos says, or is it ki'ona, but it's not actually like ona, and therefore, you could stop and be yose, and it's still not called a hafsik. That's Rashi. But the Ritva holds like Tosfos, but not for his reason. The Ritva holds like Tosfos and says, you have to keep going. You have to keep going. Why? Because you don't want to be mafsik. But no, that's not what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, because Shomea Ka'ona is not going to work for you. Shomea Ka'ona only works when you yourself would be able to say it. You're listening to someone else instead, so therefore, you get the mitzvah. But if you don't have the ability to say it, because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so then it's not going to help you. So he says, because it's only dafka bisharoi. Shomea Ka'ona only works like Rabbi Zeira. Dafka bisharoi la'anos. We find the line, mia dafka bisharoi la'anos. Avalam eno roi la'anos, kigon she'eno baki, I'm sorry, eno naki, oshem ispalel, veina rashai la'hafsik, eno yotzei b'shmia. Right, like the din of Rabbi Zeira. The Ritva, at least three times on Sukkah, quotes Rabbi Zeira, even though the Gemara does not. Dav Beis, Dav Chavtes, but we don't have time right now. Okay, but that's Rabbi Zeira. We could have many Shiurim on Rabbi Zeira, but we continue. There's still more to come. Bez Hashem. Okay, here we go. Osha Pitata Pita Merubos Ksheira. The Mishnah said, if you break it up into many pieces, kosher. So the Gemara says, Hashta Lopasas Klal Ksheira Patin Merubos Mivoy. If you didn't break it into pieces at all, it's kosher. If you broke it into many pieces, well, what's the chiddush? My pita merubos sherib. Pita merubos, large pieces mibai. If you don't break it at all, it's okay. If you break it into large pieces, it's a problem. So the Gemara answers, no, it doesn't mean large; it means many. My pita merubos sheriba bepetitim. Right, you have a lot of petitim. Number one, vibai zema lolam pita merubos, or maybe it's large pieces mamish. Fascinating havamina. Hasamudika Torah's Kalos Alehan. You might think whole or small. That's okay. Because it has to be either chalos or petitin. Aval hacha, delotaras chalosika, delotaras petitinika, but if you broke it up into large pieces, so it's no longer chalos, but it's still not yet petitin, maybe you'd think that's wrong. That's bad. Kamash Malan, even those are okay. Period. Lema Masnisan, Delokarebi Shimon. Let's suggest that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is going to say that at least one of these avodos have to be done by a kohen, as we will see. Lema de loka Rabbi Shimon, Ditanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, right, the yitzika, right. That's what the Mishnah said. Yitzika is okay, bizarre. Rabbi Shimon is going to give the mashmos. That's not true. So Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol kohen she'ena moda ba'avoda, any kohen who's not moda in the avoda." What does that mean? We'll see. Let's just first read it. Ein lo chelek b'kahuna. If he's not moda ba'avoda, he does not have a chelek in the kahuna. Shene emar hamakor v'zdam hashlamim v'esachelav mibnei aron lo tihyeh shokayamin lemana. That's the pasuk. Mode ba'avoda, which is the first half of the pasuk. Yesh lo chelek b'kahuna, lo tihyeh. Eino mode ba'avoda, ein lo chelek b'kahuna. Fine. I only know this by the context of where the pasuk is by specific avodos. How do I know to include all 15 avodos, that the Kohen has to be mowed in all of these in order to get a chelek? And what are the avodos of a Kohen? What's the first one on the list? Hayitzikos. That's already the kasha, or that's already saying the Mishnah's allegory Shimon. Hayitzikos, vabalilos, vapetitos, vahamalichos, vatsnufos, vahagoshos, vahakamitzos, vahaktaros, vahamalikos, vahakabalos. We've discussed many of these. Vazos, vashkoasota, vaharifas egla. Interesting. Arifas egla, have to be done by a Kohen? We'll see. Vitaras mitzora, vinesias kapayim. That's also part of Avoda. Bein mi bifnim, bein mi bachutz, minayin. How do I know? Right, whether it's in the Azara, whether it's bachutz, b'chol yir v'yir, meaning whether the Birchas Kohanim is the one in the Beis HaMikdash or anywhere. So how do I know? Minayin. Tamelomar mi b'nei Aaron, Avoda mesur l'b'nei Aaron, kol kohen she'ina mod ba in lo chelet b'kahuna. Question mark. So doesn't that show that Rabbi Shimon is against our Mishnah? Because Rabbi Shimon has all these listed as avodos of a Kohen, and our Mishnah says some of these do not have to be done by a Kohen. So the Gemara has a couple of answers. Amar Rav Nachman lo kasha, kan b'minchas Kohanim, kan b'minchas Yisrael. Depends whose mincha are we talking about. Minchas Yisrael, debas kemitzahi, a minchas Yisrael, which remember has kemitza done. The kemitza is burned and the rest is mutter to eat. Mi kemitza ve'elach mitzvas kahuna. So a Kohen steps in by the kemitza. We made al yitzik of ablila shekshir bazar. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is referring to about a minchas Yisrael, where the earlier avodos are okay by a Kohen, because there's no cutoff point where we say from here on a Kohen is needed. Minchas Kohanim, the lav bas kemitza he a minchas kohen, which is all burned on the mizbeach. So you don't do kemitza meikar ba'ikuna. So there's no starting point where the kohen starts. So he has to start at the beginning, even before where you would have done kemitza, and that's the difference. So Rabbi Shimon is talking about minchas kohen. Our Mishnah is about minchas Yisrael. So no kasha. Amalei Rava. Rava says 1 second. Michti minchas kohen meheches Rabbi liyitzika. Where's the source that you have to do yitzika by minchas kohen anyway? Minchas Yisrael. The whole source is by Minchas Yisrael, so Mahasam Ksheir Bazar, Afachanami Ksheir Bazar. Very hard to say that the Yitzika is going to have a different halacha if you learn it out from the same place. So that's one version of the conversation. One version is the answer of the Gemara is Minchas Kohen and Minchas Yisrael, and then we ask the Kasha on that. Different version of the answer. Ika de Amri Amar of Nachmin, Lo Kasha. How do you answer this? How do you say that Rav Shimon is not like our Mishnah? Kan ben nikmatzos, kan b'sheina nikmatzos. It depends if kemitza is done. Why does this help? You even include minchas nisachim. That's also not nikmatz, right? Besides the minchas kohanim, also minchas nisachim. And on that we ask the kasha. Amar le'rava michdi shein nikmatzos meiches rabbi liyitzika mi nikmatzos kin nikmatzos ma hasam ksheir bazar afachanami ksheir bazar. So therefore, kasha. So both of these suggestions, either version have a question. So ela mechaverta masis in delok Rabbi Shimon. So we go back and say, okay, you're right. There's no answer to the stira. You have to say it's a machlokas, right? The Rabbi Shimon holds yitzika and all of those are ma'akev kohen, while the Mishnah says that they are not. That they are not ma'akev. Period. What does it mean? Eino mode ba'avoda. Any kohen that's not mode ba'avoda. Rashi does not say anything here. If you look in Rashi in Meseches Chulin, Rashi says in Meseches Chulin, where this line comes up, Eina mode ba'avoda, sha'omar belibo divrei hevel hein. Avoda? It's nonsense. Velot siva hamakom lahakrivlo karbanos. Hashem did not command us to give us karbanos, ela Moshe bada milibo. Moshe made it up. That's called she'ina mode ba'avoda. He can't have a chelek in the karbanos. That's Rashi and Chulin. Says the Ritva. What? That's Eina Modeh Bavoda. He's a kofer. You know, if he has that attitude. What does that mean? That can't be Eina Modeh Bavoda. If I have a meaning to say that he's going to do the avoda, he denies Torah Hashem. He's chayev misa. Says the Ritva. Pierce Rashi he quotes and he says Veloni Hiroli the imkain my own ein lo chelek hamachayev misa shekofer b'toras Moshe. That's not what Eina Modeh Bavoda is. No, Eina Mavoda means, according to the Ritva, She'ena Modeh B'mixas Avodos. She'omer She'enam Srichos Ve'enam Chova. Afobi She'omer Moshe Mipi Agvura Enam La'akev. A person says, this isn't such an important part of the Avoda. Of course he believes in the Avoda, and that Moshe said it. But he says you could cut corners in the Avoda. That's Eina Modeh Bavoda. So that's somebody, says that the Gemara says, that he doesn't have a chelek. Right? Eina Modeh. If you look in the Zevach Todah, the Chavetz Chaim, on the last page of Menachos, he talks about this. because the end of the Masechta also discusses of the Avodah Zarah, the people they made a Beis Hamikdash, so to speak, in Mitzrayim. What's the halacha if people work there, going back to work in the Beis Hamikdash? Mumar. That's a discussion. If you look in the Avnei Nezer, Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, has a couple of tshuvas about a Yavam Mumar. A Mumar wasn't doing Yibam or Chalitza, and the question was, could you just dissolve and get this woman out of the marriage, out of the Zika, that's difficult. So he discusses, he says, the O Nira Raya, the Afilu, this is Evan Ezer, Reish Chaf Gimel. He says, even if somebody is kofer in a mitzvah, if he's connected at all, it's hard to say that he's a Dino Ka'akum. And he brings a Raya from our Gemara. Kol Sheina Modeh B'Avoda. So if you're not Modeh B'Avoda, but it doesn't say like you're a guy, it says you don't get a chelik in the Avoda, in the Karbanos. Mashma dafka kofer b'karbanas, ala kofer b'parchias achir shebetorah, yishlo shoka yamin. V'yamisa t'kai gam nachashim mumar v'yasser, yasser gam shar kachim, v'chulu. So he says it's hard to say that somebody is kofer in one area of halacha will be a kofer b'chala torah kula. So it's a difficult case that he has there. The other point to mention here is on the list, eglas, arifas egla is on the list. So egla arufa has to be done by a kohen. It's on the list. So where would you look if you want to know Hilchas Egla Rufa? You look in the Nachal Eisan. Nachal Eisan, the Sefer of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, all about Hilchas Egla Rufa, because he writes in the Akdama, it's a mace mitzvah, because literally, but figuratively, because there's no Shulchan Aruch on the Halachas of Egla Rufa. So Baruch Hashem, now we have one. So he writes there in Simen Yud Beis, the Arifa Tzricha Lios Bifnei HaKohanim, the Yesh Mishakasav Shaharifa B'Kohanim, the Hu Tamua. Right, he says, you have to reinterpret this, and it means in front of the Kohanim. The Kohanim are there, right? The B'nai Levi go out, but they do not have to actually perform it, because that is not found in the sources. You don't find that anywhere. That's what he writes. And again, the big footnotes here, where he talks about all of the details, right? B'fnei Kohanim, he quotes Kakasav Ha'abar B'nel, Sof Parsha Shoftim V'Limdam Midavsiv V'Ningshu HaKohanim Mashba Sha'amdu Sham Gam B'Shas Arifa V'Chei Matzasi Baderes Elio Me'agra Sof Parsha Shoftim. V'Chagdesi doesn't just know Shas and Poskim; he knows Abar B'Nels and Aderes Eliyahu's on Shoftim. V'Ningshu HaKohanim Melamed Shekolam Asim Nasim Dafka B'fnei Kohanim V'Eini Yodeya Imhu Li'ikuva, for the Kohanim to be there. Va'ayin l'kaman, shevenu b'shem sefer kanfei nesharim, derak rechitza, va'amiras hazakenim, tzorach lias v'vdei Kohanim, kabashi the krov, lo arifa. But he quotes, it should be. At least it should be in front of the Kohanim, but not the li'ikuva. Again, there's a lot more here. We can speak about nesias kapayim, we can speak about other items, but we'll stop here by my timer, dira banan. Okay, we'll continue.